prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 3 August 2021. Welcome to tonight's program, folks. You're another day closer to a great time coming up in Missouri. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute because we're going to have a guest on, Scott Kesterson, who organized this event coming up in November, in the last part of this month in St. Charles, Missouri. You all want to stay tuned for this. I promise you do. We've got a lot to share with you. Before I go to guests, though, don't forget, folks, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Lord willing, we want you to join us. In Bible study, folks, if you have a computer, I don't care where you are in the world, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Find the live stream feed and click on it at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. There will we be. Our first 40, 45 minutes is always given out to prayer requests and praise reports. All right? The second hour that starts at 11:30 is going to be current events. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have on Pastor Archer Pulaski, the gentleman who's out of Canada, had to leave Canada to keep him arrested because he opened his church, to share more of his details that's happened to him since having the broadcast about a month ago. So don't miss that, folks. Again, you can go to our website, PastorBush.com, click on live stream and find us, or you can call and listen to us on the phone if you dial this number, 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And we're still offering the teaching I did 4 hours long, America, Why Will Ye Die? And my friends, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, for $12.50, if I could afford it, I'd give them all away, but I can't. For $12.50, you're going to get 4 hours, if my opinion is a humble servant of God, some of the best Bible expose you've ever seen in your life. If you don't agree, send it back and I'll send your money back to you. But you make copies of it. None of them are copyrighted. Make all the copies you want of them, share with your friends. Folks, this may open somebody's eyes to see what's happening in the world today. Most pastors today will not talk to you about current events in line with Scripture. They're all waiting for the rapture. They don't want to discuss something that's going on today. It's trivial. Although we're told in the Word of God to share these things as we see the day approaching of judgment. So, 4 hours. America, why will ye die? Is available. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And if you got enough courage to wear a t-shirt to go spit in people's faces for the stupidity of wearing a mask, and I say stupidity, I'm not apologizing for that. I am so sick of hearing about COVID. I'm sick about people wearing masks and scared to death. Listen, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. On this picture, this t-shirt, a really pretty blue, darker blue t-shirt, the picture of a lion standing amongst a flock of sheep who are wearing masks, and the lion is not. And on top of that says, no fear. Well, Obama says, it quotes 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. They're available, folks, $21.95 delivered to your door. Any size up to XXL, starting to small. I'm sure we're going to have to order some more, but I'm telling you, call now to get the first batch. Be one of the first people to wear this downtown to the stores, wear it to your family meetings. Let them know where you stand. You're not going to bow down and be afraid of something. You say, well, it may kill me. Why does a Christian fear death? Don't you know in Hebrews chapter 2, we're told that Christ come to set us free from the fear of death? What's wrong with us? I'm getting angry over this issue. I truly am. I don't apologize for being angry over this. If you got enough gall, enough guts to wear a t-shirt that speaks out, they're here, folks. Call, use a credit card, debit card, or send a check, and give us your size. All one collar, men and women, they go either way. They're fine. They're beautiful collar, and it's a shirt that will speak your mind. Now, I'm going to wear mine to Bible study this weekend, because I'm proud to show it in the sense that God gave it to us to show this, all right? So, America, Why Would You Die DVD, if you don't order it, I can't help it. It's here. But I found most people don't want the truth. They want to play church, or they want to hear the talk shows and what's going on, but they don't want to get involved. Oh, no. Like the little book I sell on divorce and remarriage is still seeing. One person for a buck, folks. A buck. Just pay postage. One person has ordered that booklet. One! Now you know why this nation's going to hell. Because most people call themselves Christians. I'm saying this politely. Don't give a damn. Not enough to stand anyway. Now if I didn't make my guest mad at me, I already ran him off. We're going to bring our guest up. We're going to talk to Scott Kesterson. Scott, are you there?
I am, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I hope I didn't say anything to get you already fired up.
Oh, I get me fired up all the time. This is what I talk about all the time. I get so doggone tired of Christians being limp and weight lazy.
They are lazy.
Pew marshmallows.
I like it.
Because we get out.
That's it. That's it. I always say they're sitting on a stinking pew doing nothing.
I mean, it's like we sit out here and it's like, okay, God's going to fix this. Like, uh-huh. And God's coming. Uh-huh. What exactly are we doing to step into this fight and be God's children and be amazing, powerful warriors of Christ?
Who was supposed to be salt and light? Who's supposed to live the banner of Christ up? Who was supposed to disciple the nations, teach all nations? Was that not the church?
Yes, indeed. And what have we seen with our churches? Look at how many have closed their doors.
I got into
this whole 501c3 model. Oh, boy. Don't get me started on that one.
Well,
I'll tell you what,
brother. this t-shirt I'm offering people is something that makes a statement that's loud and clear. And I may even update a little bit the next batch. But I'm telling you right now, this statement gets in the face of people who are walking around asking. It's right in their face. And I'm not afraid it gets in their face. If you're afraid of dying, then you're afraid of living. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, I think so. I know you were in Vietnam and I was in Afghanistan. I always say the ambush changes you. And right now, we just got ambushed. So
we
in
did.
A big, big way.
And you always find the cowards. The ambush thins out the men from the boys, does it not?
Oh, does it ever. And boy, you either find those that cower, or you find those that stand and push in. And those that stand and push in understand one thing. You either defeat the enemy, or they're going to roll over you and defeat you and turn you into lunch.
Absolutely. Now we see a shot mandate been put out. A vaccine passport mandate put out. The governor of New York wants all businesses to require a proof of shot before they can shop in the store. I don't care what's a grocery store, a drug store, or a restaurant. He wants, so if you don't have proof of vaccination, you can't shop. My friend, that is very close to Mark the Beast, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, and it's amazing. Even more, even to the most current point, even taking it out of scriptural place. I'm stunned at how quickly people have accepted the formation of Nazi Germany, right? I mean,
and
all the things we're missing
here,
in fact, yes, they do. And then you saw just the other day, someone declared that they were going to have a patch that was a yellow patch.
Well, oh, yeah.
We're going right back to the Jewish star. No problem, right?
Well, this is where we are. This is why you scheduled a meeting coming up in this month, and I'm looking forward to seeing it and telling about it. But before we get into about the meeting, and folks, please stay tuned. We're going to tell you how to get tickets to be there, how to get there, and maybe some of the lineups going to speak tonight. We've been covered briefly for the last few nights, you know that. But tonight we got the guy on with all the answers. But tell the folks who you are, Scott. Where do you come from? What's your background? Okay. What's your bio?
So my background, my name is Scott Kesterson, and I've done a lot of things in my life, and I spent in the later part of my life, about age 40, I wandered over to Afghanistan as the first embedded citizen journalist. Before then, I had served in the Army National Guard for about 10 years, and then I went over to Afghanistan as the first embedded citizen journalist in 2006, was awarded an Emmy for my work in 2007, and then after 2007, around 2008, began working with Special Operations, where I worked with both Special Operations and on a CIA team in Afghanistan and out until about 2016, where I also had my own defense company. I've seen inside the war. I've seen outside the war. I've seen inside the corruption of our government. I've seen it from the outside. And then in 2017, I decided to almost single-handedly take on deep state, and I got pretty brutally punished on that one. And that's when God literally, and I do not exaggerate, knocked me down to my knees and literally broke me. And fortunately, I listened. And from that, he made it so impossible that I could never go back to what I did, left me there. And so, and that story of, you know, I run a podcast now, and just say it highlighted here. That story is episode 64. I tell it in depth. It'll take our whole hour if I get into it tonight. So you can go and scan back to my episodes. Episode 64, I tell my whole story. It's my testimony. But here's the thing. God broke me and opened my eyes, and I re-accepted Christ in my life, really.
Amen.
Accepted Christ in my
Amen.
Life this time.
And, well, you know, brother, unless you've been broken, you're no good.
I agree with that. I truly agree. And it comes to a place where when you get knocked down so far, then everywhere you turn that you thought you were doing the thing before, whatever you were doing, and it's a wall. And God's got you someplace, and you now have to just turn to him and say, okay, Lord, lead me. I'm listening. I'm going to reaccept Christ in my life. I'm going to confront all that I've done and all the sins that I've made. I'm going to start down on my knees, and I'm going to stand back up. And it's been profound, this walk that I've been on.
Amen.
It's God all the way. It does. And Pastor, I'm just going to give you a simple example. I run now a podcast, Bard's FM, which is based around faith and knowledge, very much in the passion of the old Black Robe Regiment. And I just speak truth to the Lord every day in various forms, how he guides me. I started that podcast. I started it about 2 years ago, but I expanded it onto another platform, which is Podbean. I expanded it in March of 2020. By November of 3rd this last year, I was at about 100,000 downloads, and so I woke up one morning and I did my prayer, and the Lord said to me, he said, we need more prayer and worship, and I mean, that's just exactly what I heard, and I said, okay, I'll acknowledge. So I did. I started a morning show, which is Peace Be Still, and I do a night show, Fishers of Men, and I do four shows a day, Monday through Friday. I do the Peace Be Still and the Fishers of Men 7 days a week. It's a prayer and worship show, 7 days a week.
Scott, people think radio time he's on the radio 4 hours. He's done. Are they wrong on that? It takes a long time to put together an hour radio broadcast, doesn't it?
Oh, it's double the time at least. So you're talking at least 8 hours a day doing this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So on November 3rd, as I said, and I was at 100,000. By the end of January, this is amazing, I was at 1 million downloads. Today, Pastor, we just crossed 14.3 million downloads.
Praise
God. The Lord working in amazing ways. Oh, it's amazing.
Amen. Amen.
It's just totally blessed. And I'm humbled because this is just God working. And I think what it's a testimony to me every day that reminds me and keeps me humble is to say that, you know, this, I can't tell you, and I'm sure you're the same, I can't tell you how many days I get up and I'm like, okay, boy, what am I going to speak about today? I just say, God, guide me. And I just turn the wheel over to him. And it just happens. And the right thing comes out. And so many people will say, like, man, that was the right message for today. It's an amazing thing when we truly trust in him.
Amen.
And I'm honored and blessed that he uses me as a voice. Truly humble. So my story on all of that is...
Go ahead. I'm going to say, how many times people said to you, how did you know I needed that? Honey, I did, but God did.
That's exactly right. I have no idea. I just know that God's guiding this, and I have there's an amazing body of followers that have come here, and I have so many testimonies of people talking each day how they've returned to Christ, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's the journey that each person needs to take, and it's a blessing to hear that. I never saw myself in this position, Pastor, ever.
I'm here, and I
just say, okay, Lord, I'm here. That's just it. If we listen to where he wants us to go, we end up in amazing places, probably not where we expected to be, but I'll tell you what, he will reward us in ways that are unprecedented in what he will
do. I agree. I totally agree. And my goodness, I know Butch Paul better than anybody else except for my God. And I know that I doubt myself a lot, but I don't doubt my Father in heaven. And that's where I've got to learn to turn the reins. Like you said, the reins over to him. Quit trying to think about, can I do it? I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, you humbled me when you called to come and speak in Missouri. And I was honored that the article that got you interested in talking to me is the one that I put in the news with you. And I think, didn't Dr. Timpany send you that article?
Yes, she did, Pastor. That was a great article she sent me, and it was so apropos to what I was talking about. And I'm just saying, it's just, again, God working, because the things you were talking about, you went into deep, in-depth in Scripture that I didn't have in my discussion. But, boy, did you nail it. And great article, and I'm blessed to have read it and blessed to come to know you.
Well, right back at you, my friend. It's an honor, and I highly respect you. But, folks, America While We Die was... an article I wrote, the last one I put on News Refuse, and it's probably got three more chapters, and I have another volume done on the books I've been writing on the volume set. But and the teaching I just did, America, Why Will You Die, goes along with that in much more detail. We're doing our best. I say we, people like us, you, me, and Scott here, are trying their best to wake people up in these days. They're just not, most of them don't want to hear it. They won't believe everything's okay. They won't believe that we need to follow the rules. The Caesar will never lie to us. And we can trust him all the way. And that's what the Bible says. You put trust in man, you curse yourself. Jeremiah 17:5, folks, read it for yourself. You curse yourself. That's where we are today. Now, Scott, how long have you been had this festival planned?
Well, this is something, if you don't mind, Pastor, I'd like to just tell a little story about how it came about.
Oh, you go right ahead, of course.
To understand.
Of course.
Okay. First of all, if I can just tag on something you just said ago, just a few minutes ago, Amos 8:11 is just, to me, so right
yes.
where we are. Behold,
yes.
the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Amen.
That is right where we are. Boy.
We truly are. And then comes the real famine, the physical famine. It also comes, folks. Believe me, it comes. It's coming to America. All nations that forget God are turned into hell. And America has more to answer for than any nation in history. Now you go ahead, please, Scott.
Well, that's a true statement. So back in March this year, I was doing a live cast, and I was doing a question and answer, a Q&A, like I do about every 3 or 4 weeks. And someone asked me on my Bards FM show, which is my third show of the day, they said, are we going to have a rally of Bards followers? And I'll tell you, Pastor, I gave what I like to say, the best political politician grease answer one could possibly give. I gave a yes and a no in one sentence and committed to nothing. And I walked away going, whew, got out of that one. Well, that didn't last long because I had dinner and I came back to do my closing show, Fishers of Men, which is our prayer and worship show. And I literally felt that smack on the back of my head. It was very much like that, very physical experience. And I just heard the words, say yes. And I knew exactly what I had to do. And so I got on the show, and people even comment about it today that heard that show. And I said, regarding that rally, we are going to have one. I don't know when. I think it's going to be in August. But yes, we're going to have it. Well, from that point forward, things took off, and we were originally planning it up in South Dakota, and nothing was coming together. And then in May, I was introduced to Dr. Eric Naputi, a great Christian, And it was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that introduced me to him. He and I talked very quickly. It was just like we had known each other our whole lives. He said, we want this in Missouri. And I had never thought about Missouri. I said, okay, fine. He said, just give me a little bit of time. I said, no problem. 2 hours later, he calls back. He says, I can't believe what just happened. He says, I've just called all the local people, and I'm all the way up to the governor's office. They all know your podcast. They want this festival here. Now, by this time, people, and I just, the audience had declared, had decided they wanted it called Bard's Fest. I said, okay, we'll have it at Bard's Fest. Well, it's not just, it's not really a festival. The truth nature of this is a revival. And I think that's what we have to understand, because that's what we've been led to do. Now, when we first started this, I'll be honest, it was kind of a festival. But as we've walked this path and we've listened to the Lord, it has become a revival. And part of that has been the process, which has been very demanding, of discerning what we have before us, listening to him, trusting in him, and also discerning all the speakers and everybody that is going to come here. And it's been some amazing process. It's continued to get bigger. So we have, this is at two locations. It's, so how I see it, and I'll talk about this in just a second, but it's two events, one mission, one ticket. And I'll explain all that. Two events. We have an event in St. Charles, Missouri, and we have a second event 9 miles away in Drive-In St. Louis. And I'm going to explain why we have two. The St. Charles, Missouri event is an indoor arena. And it's very traditional of kind of a big revival environment where people are sitting down, we're listening to sermon, and there's great speakers, and we also close each night with prayer and worship music and so forth. But what's been missing in some of these and across the nation is we haven't been giving our children the experience to be together with their family, to really celebrate and have fun and enjoy God's joy and glory. So this is where this other event happened. It was an amazing connection, again, owned by a Christian man by the name of Dan Buck, who bought and this is called Drive-In St. Louis, or also known as the Powerplex. He bought a mall during COVID, and he said, I'm tired of these doggone rules. I'm going to figure a way to bring families together. So he used the 14 acres of this abandoned mall, and he turned it into an outdoor drive-in theater, so to speak. Bought a big stage, bought a huge megaplex, or a Megatron, so families could drive in their cars and be together during the extreme of the COVID nonsense. And they could be together, and they could enjoy music, and they could enjoy movies, and they could sit next to each other and talk in community. Well, we're using this whole complex, which is both indoor and outdoor, to create a festivity area for families to come together. We have all the same speakers that are over in the indoor arena. They're coming out there. We've got a bit of a carnival area. We have an indoor place with daycare. We have places to learn about how to inside learning areas, from things like learning about how to set up home churches, how to set up homeschooling. We have vendor areas. We have a whole area of an ice rink. This is a place to come and be together as a family and in fellowship together and really celebrate the glory of the Lord. So we have two locations. So that's kind of the basis of it. Now, to get tickets, it's real simple. But there's two parts about this, and I've got something special for your listeners tonight. So first of all, the tickets is the basic ticket. I said one ticket. We were originally selling tickets to two locations. Last week, now this is a good one. Last week, Media Matters, which is like a Satan's whores, were out here, and they attacked Bard's Fest. They went after me, and they went after some other folks that were going there. And they basically proclaimed that we are a conspiracy theory bunch of people coming together to spread lies. And in doing so, they deplatformed one of our ticket sales on one of our platforms, took away all of our revenue. They refunded the money, and all of our revenue was gone. So I prayed on this. This was kind of a big blow when we're about 4 weeks out. And this is what I came back with. I said, okay, we're going to do one of two things. So first of all, we have one ticket sale, which is through the family arena. You buy one ticket. That ticket's good for both events. That gives you a day to go into the family arena, the indoor arena, and then you can spend as much time as you want in the outdoor area to enjoy the entire event. But if you just want to go to the outdoor arena, or you don't have the access to the internet to get tickets, because Ticketmaster that we're working with is still 100% dedicated, this is how we're going to do it. So our whole event in the outdoors, I changed to be a donation level event. So there's no price on those tickets. If you can't afford a ticket, you're going to come anyway. If you want to come, we want you to come. I set aside a bunch of tickets on the indoor, and in the outdoor arena, there's all the tickets you need. We want people here. This is a God event. And so if Amen. if you have a desire to come, please come. We will figure it out. This is how I tell people. So if you've got email, if you need a ticket and you don't have access other than the internet or so forth, or you don't have the money or whatever that is, you just email tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S, tickets at Bards FM. Give us your name, your contact information, and we'll get you set up with a ticket. It's that simple. Okay. Donations. If you don't want to do donations online and you want to do a donation, we'll provide you with a mail address. We'll actually have that on the website. We can give that to you. But also, you can just come. We'll figure this out. And this is where I've turned this over to God. I truly did. This is not a cheap event. I will tell you this. And it was God's
no
way. Right.
I know
I'm
it's
talking
not cheap.
To the Lord.
I've had a few myself, but yes, that's not cheap.
Yeah. And I'm talking to the Lord. I'm going, okay, Lord, this is kind of getting expensive. And you know, he's like, I was like, okay. I'm just kind of like listening. I'm like, okay, we're going to move forward. And I have an amazing team that we pray on this every day. And we're like, okay, we listen, we talk to each other, we put this out there, and we make it very clear. This is God's event. We are stewards of this event. This is not about raking in money. I mean, there's too many of that Patriot nonsense going on right now, making money in big events. And this, it's just showmanship of any sort of sermons that are going on. This is a true revival in the sense of what we're coming here for. We're coming together in fellowship to put the Lord first in all things, to humble all things, to humble ourselves before Him, and to heal this land. Now, perhaps
Amen.
We can't heal this land, but I do know this. Where two or three are gathered in His name, we have force. And when we bring as many people as we can to one event, and we can come together in fellowship and pray together, be together, I've told the speakers this. This event, we're there for the people and for God. So if we're somebody speaking and the whole crowd starts to stand up and sing Him or get down and pray, then we join. Because that's what this event is about. This event is about us celebrating God in all things. So a couple of things to know just what we're doing right now. We have, on the evening of the first night, we're having a celebration of what we just kind of call the celebration of opening. And we're blowing 300 shofars. And we're breaking 300 pots of light. These pots are handmade by a potter, Christian Raku artist. She's an amazing, talented artist. Her name is Jennifer Renee, and she has handmade 300 pots for that evening to carry light and to have them broken in the tradition of Gideon.
Amen.
On Sunday night, as we close, we're going to blow 300 shofars again. All of this is to really put in perspective, as we have different speakers and different people coming, to really bring the Lord into this event. And there's going to be a range of speakers. And I will tell you that, you know, I've had some people say, well, what about this person or that person? I'm saying, you know what? Every single person here.
Hang on to the break. Okay? Don't lose that thought. Hang on to the break, please, Scott, okay?
Okay.
Folks, any questions next half hour about the event, give us a call at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back in with talking to Scott Kesterson of Bards, BardsFM.com, BardsFM.com. And the more I talk to this gentleman, and I've talked to him off and on over the last few weeks, but only in a few minutes of time because he's covered up and I usually stay pretty busy myself. But the more I talk to him about what's coming up in this event, the more honored him to be there. Now, I'm not going to go into details what he told me because he may not want to let it all out yet. But I'm going to tell you right now, he's put his heart and soul into this. He's pretty much just said, we're going to do it and for the glory of God and let the chips fall where they may. And I pray that you'll try to make it. I know it's a long drive. It's a 13-hour drive for me, counting stops and gas and all that. It's at least 13 hours for me. And I'll be in Kansas City the week before that. I'm going to get home to Monday and leave again on Wednesday. So I understand it's a stretch, and I'm not a young man any longer. So I understand all this. I'm not making light of anything. Finances are tight. Well, you just heard you can come to the outdoor event for no charge. I mean, I know all these things. But the more I talk to Scott about this, the more excited him to be there. And not because I'm speaking. I just assume that somebody else take my place and do a better job than I can do. But I want to be there for the event. I need all of us to be revival. I want to meet some of the people I've talked to on the radio in person. Say hi to them, hug their necks, because I've known a lot of them for quite a few years now. And folks, we're going to have Pastor Casper McLeod there, who's been on the broadcast. We're going to have Pastor Greg Locke. We're going to have Dr. Pam Popper, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Lindell, Dr. Carrie Madey, what a beautiful lady inside and out, Dale Bigtree, Shemaine Nugent, of course you know that's Ted Nugent's wife, and Sheriff Back, to name a few. There's many more besides that. And I say this humbly, but I mean it sincerely. I feel like a West Virginia mule running with a bunch of Kentucky racehorses. Whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it. If it's to be a mule, that's fine with me. But the lineup of speakers is phenomenal. Again, indoor event, there'll be a ticket. Outdoor event, no ticket if you can't afford it. Donation only. If you make it the weekend of 26th through the 29th, please do. You're going to want to be there, folks, to get this. And it's just a couple of days off, you know, a couple of weeks off, 26th to 29th. in St. Charles, Missouri. Now, you go right ahead, Scott. Finish your comments.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor, very much. First, I want to say that what you and I just talked about before the show, and I'm glad we had that break because I didn't get a chance to clear it with you before the show. But we're donating 100 indoor tickets to your show tonight, and to your callers that call in. And if you just take their name when they call in and whatever number you want them to call in and just let us know, we'll have those tickets ready for them at the box office.
Wow.
And folks, whatever.
So that's a huge gift. The first 100 people call this program, starting right now, leave a message, 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, 304-846-4448. You call, leave a message, we'll get tickets for you. That's not me. I didn't say that. Scott did. And he's offering 100 free tickets to everybody listening to this program that wants to be there. What a generous gift, Scott. That's a huge gift. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Pastor. I'm very honored to be on your show. And I guess the thing I need to stress here is, you know, we've really turned this over to God. And this last week when we got hit by this communist news outlet, Media Matters, there was two paths we could take. One was anger, and I took laughter. Because the minute they did that, I realized what the Lord had given us.
Amen.
I said, okay. So you're going to give us one. You're going to attack us because we're having a Christian event and call this conspiracy theorist. I said, okay, I'll take that on the road with me. I'll take that out and let all the Christians know what was really going on, because that should get everybody standing up, which we need to be standing up anyway. But the other
Amen.
Thing is this. It was something really interesting in the headlines, and I was working outside in the garden trying to get caught up in some things in between the show, and I was going over this headline, and it read something like this. It said Ticketmaster and Eventbrite are profiting off of, and it went on to explain the conspiracy theorist nonsense. And I said, wait a minute. That's a Babylonian sleight of hand right there. That's not going to fly. So at that point in time, I heard the first part of the message, because we can't do it all for donations yet. We're not quite there. I'm trying. Trust me. But I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you on this one, because they just refunded all the money from the outdoor event. And I said, that was a gift. So what we're going to do is we're going to just say, look, it's open to whoever wants to come. There's no limit on seating there. You come and ticket. If you need a ticket, you come. That's it. And if you can, just ticket. Email us. tickets@bardsfm.com. You can call. You can leave a message as well with Pastor Paul. We'll get you a ticket. I'm telling you that right now. You come. If you feel like donating, it's in your heart. If you have the means, great. But then I don't. That's not my focus. The Lord wants us here. This is a stand like we've never made before. This is in the center of the nation. This is a revival like we've never imagined. Now, I want you to, I'm going to say this boldly. We've been praying on this, but I can do the math. And the math is pretty simple. We have the potential of having the greatest, biggest revival in the history of humankind. I want to be clear what I just said, and I'm not exaggerating. It's not just because of the physical presence. We have Mike Lindell's channel live streaming this. We have Brighteon News TV live streaming this. We're expecting over 20 million people online listening to the messages of God and the love of Jesus Christ, on top of who's there. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
No.
At a time,
no,
and your technology, we need something.
This is one time technology has come in handy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely it has.
My producer is going to be there live streaming on his channel also.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm just kind of give you some of the great things that have happened. So Brighteon TV was one that wanted a live stream. Mike Lindell has come in to speak. He's speaking at both venues. And we have that going. We have Joe Flynn coming in speaking. So then we talked to the CEO of a new social media platform. It's a conservative platform designed for conservative free speech called Clout Hub. And he says, we've got a new technology coming out next week. He says, we want to use it at your event. And it allows us now to put 100,000 people online together and allow people on that 100,000 to ask questions live. I mean, it's a really amazing technology that we can integrate
wow.
in with this whole thing. And I'm not going to get all the details, but the point is that this is one of these events. And so as we're talking, he says, let me show you some of the new things we're setting up on the site. And I laughed because it just spoke to me exactly where he's at. The first new category they're setting up on this social media site is faith. And I went, okay, we're on the right path.
Amen.
So this is an event right here, and the way that I kind of frame it is this. This event's going to happen whether they try to lock us down or not. I don't care. I'm going, and so my team's going to be there. And I say it like this, one way or another, there's going to be 300 people. They're like Gideon's army, and we're going to stand, period. I just hope to see 300,000 people would be my hope. Lollapalooza, Lollapalooza, that crazy head-shaking nonsense that went on up in Chicago last week where they started to, you know, of course, everything's about anti-God and take the injection, the death shot. They had 400,000 people there. And I said to myself, wow, to listen to what? So here's my question and my challenge. How many solid Christians can we bring together in one place? There's nothing I'd love to see more than to overflow the capacity of those two towns, St. Charles and St. Louis. And I just say it like this. If we do something like that, God's going to take care of every single one of us. Just come to the event. That's all I'm going to say. Come. Because that is what we need to do. We need to have a place where we as Christians come together in fellowship in this time, in this place, to show our strength and our humility in God, but also our strength to stand in the face of this evil. If we can't stand in the gap and start showing that we have a backbone and we can stand up to this, regardless of what everybody's saying, and be fearless in the face of this evil, we have no chance in the future. Because we have to give ourselves to God, trust in God, and we have to stand boldly in the gap. That's how I see it. And that's what this event is to me. As God's shown this to me in this path and revealed it and worked with us, He's brought us from, like I said, we started as a festival. I'll be honest with that. But as we've gone along, it's like, this is not a festival. This is a revival. This is a revival to reset God in the throne above this nation. We are an anomaly as a nation. We have spent roughly 350 years having the freedom of religion, letting ourselves wander around and get used to things for no price. And suddenly we're faced with a crisis because we're faced by losing all of that. And if we don't take a stand and stand with God firmly in this nation, there is no hope in this country. It is going right off the cliff, and we're going right down to the lake of fire.
Well, you know, I tell people all this all the time. I think, I'm trying to think of who said this. My mind's going blank. He said, duty is ours, consequences are God. And whether there's 100 there, 100,000 there, whatever it is, and whether there's 100 watching on the internet or 10 million watching on the internet, that is not of our business. Your father said, do this. We're going to do our best. The rest is up to him, is it not?
Yes. I agree with you. I mean, this is a place where if we are not standing firm and showing where our duty and loyalty is to the Lord, this is really, in my opinion, and I just look at it like this. God's given us a chance. In fact, I'm going to argue that God's given us two chances. We screwed up the first one. We've got a second one staring us in the face. And this is recently. So last year, last spring in 2020, they started with this mask nonsense. And God, all we had to do as people was stand up and say, no, we are put our loyalty and faith in God, and you can all go away, and you can pound sand, and we're going to stand firmly as Christians and have put our faith in Him. But we didn't as a nation. We bowed. We bowed to media. We bowed to that Luciferian agent, and we committed to them, not to God.
Well, so you know, that was a direct challenge to the church, and the church as a whole failed miserably. And I'm trying to be polite here, and I don't want to be hard necessarily, but Brother Scott, if we can't stand up against a hyped up virus, which I don't even believe it actually exists the way he said it does. I don't. They can't even find it. How do you know it exists? They have never isolated it yet. But if we can't stand up against that because of fear, either the virus or fear of the people say you got to wear a mask and stay home, if we can't stand against that, how are we going to stand against the beast system when they demand either take it or die?
Well, I agree with that, Pastor. I'm absolutely agreeing with that. And right now, they're starting that rhetoric, and people aren't even listening.
Oh, they are.
They're already starting to act in fear. Right, but listen to this rhetoric, because this is the thing that is this sleight of hand, and people are bowing to fear. There's something about this, and there's a lot of spiritual discussion we could get into the importance of this, but there's something about this about you need to use your free will to commit to them, and they know this. And so it's as I talk about a lot on my show is the one great thing the Luciferians do in this world is they don't try to destroy us. They lead us and lure us, and they let us destroy ourselves. There is no greater humiliation to God, in my opinion, and no greater victory for them. And right now, this little sleight of hand's going on again, so you start listening to what they're going to say. And they're saying, like, well, if you're in the federal government in a business or you're in the government in a job, you're going to have to take the injection. But then there's this little subtext in there that says, or you might have to wear a mask. Well, here's the simple answer. Don't take it.
And don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask.
Don't. Correct. Don't take it and don't comply. And if this comes down to your job, right, and if it comes down to your job or God, then you're going to have to make a decision. You're either going to have to trust in him or you're going to have to walk off that cliff.
Amen.
But that's really
Amen.
What's before us.
The governor of New York right now is asking the businesses to make the people prove they're vaccinated or don't let them in the stores. That's what he said. We want private businesses. Well, I don't care whether it's bars, restaurants, whatever, grocery stores, whatever it is. If they can't prove they're vaccinated, don't let them shop.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a small business and you decide to comply with that, just go get your camp over in the devil worshiping church wherever you go, because
Amen.
You just gave up on God. You better
Amen.
Start having a backbone to stand up to this. If people stood up, and this is, you know, the irony of this, Pastor, is we're right back in 1776.
Oh, yeah. It's even worse. It's much worse.
Well, I agree with that. But I'm just saying, as far as like the fight, people had to make sacrifices. Do you think it was easy when you had British troops sitting in your backyard that they were looking at as an opportunity to arrest you, try you on a rigged court, maybe hang you in your front yard? I mean, that was real. And so here
yes.
we sit today, and people are like, oh, my, I can't go get my hair cut. Well, then don't. Start cutting it on your own. You know, it's just like have a little strength in your spine. You're not going back to the conveniences of the past, because the conveniences we had were the illusion. They had
Amen.
It there to distract you from what our purpose was here on earth. God didn't say to us, hey, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to come to earth and I'm going to give you a great little retirement package, and you're going to get over here and you're going to have your camper and trailer, and you're never going to have to work again. You can get your hair cut whatever you want, shop whenever you want. You don't have to do anything. I don't see, I've read the Bible. Somehow I can't find that in there.
Well, all these things that we've been provided for by our masters are deceptions and snares that we've all fallen into. And this will be part of my sermon in Missouri, I think. The Lord may change my mind. I'm not in charge of this. But reclaiming our birthright. We have sold a birthright. We become lazy, apathetic, indifferent, cowardly. We have become an excuse-oriented people. I'm talking about the church now. I'm not talking about the heathen. I'm talking about the church. We have to admit the fact, Brother Scott, that the heathen is more bold in their ways than what the so-called church is and what the Christ told them to do.
Amen. Pastor, I'm going to say, I've talked about this all the time on my show. I say, you know, you may not like what I'm going to say, people, but it's this. If we're going to look at a conviction to a God, the Luciferians are more convicted to their God than we are
Amen.
To the one God, the true God. And I can't believe that. I just shake my head. There's a great quote by Pastor John Denzinger, who's going to be there as a pastor as well. By the way, all the pastors that are coming here have kept their churches open and fought for it. I just want to be clear about that. So
Amen.
The Pastor John Denzinger said the other day on his show, he said, you know, while people may question Christ, the demons know who he is. And I went, wow, that cuts right to the
Amen.
Chase right there.
Amen. Well, hey,
right?
the demons even who the Apostle Paul was.
Oh, you know, yes,
I mean, we Christ we know and Paul we know, but who the heck are you? They said, and he whipped the boys and run them off. But this is something, folks. We got to take back our heritage, our birthright, and let Satan know who we are in God. And I know I'm guilty of this. I'm as guilty as anybody else. Through ignorance, I was brought into the snares of government benefits and government pays. And I mean, folks, Social Security is socialism. Roosevelt was a communist. That's all this taught. Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm on it. I know. But doesn't change the truth. Just because it's health, feed, or family doesn't change the truth. And if you stand for Christ, I'm saying this right now, if you will stand for Christ, you're probably going to lose your benefits because the world is going to hate you. Now, do you say, well, why should it? Because Christ said, if the world hates me, it's going to hate you. And also says
yep.
in the scriptures that all those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, especially in the last days. So don't be sitting back thinking, well, I can straddle a fence and go on in. It doesn't work that way. You lukewarm, my friends, will get you vomited out of his mouth. You see, either stand for what's right or you go to the other side. There's no in-between ground here. You have two sides and live it. So don't expect to keep all your benefits. You may lose your home. You may lose everything you have. You may go to jail one day. But that wouldn't be new, would it? Millions have over the last 2,000 years. And millions more will if they stand for Christ. And I don't mean to take over, Scott, but we have got to get over this mamby-pamby, name it and claim it, wussy religion. We got to stand for Christ and stand for what's right as far as being a believer. Not someone who says they are, but someone who truly is and will stand in the gap and make a noise.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. This is our time. And it's very simple. We either stand up or all humanity loses. And I can't stress that enough. We've taken for granted what our nation has. We've taken for granted that literally in our nation, above all things, it says this: we are given these rights by our Creator, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are unalienable rights. No one can take them away unless we've given them away. And we just gave them away last year under
birthright.
The COVID mask nonsense.
Birthright.
That's
birthright.
Our birthright. And we gave it away. So when you give something away, you don't get it back easy, and they're not going to give it back easy now that we gave it to them.
And
God's not just going to go back and go, that's okay, pat you on the back and go, it's okay, babies, that's all right. You just take this over here, I'll give it right back to you. No, this is time we're going to have to stand up and take it back.
Well, when Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge, bowl of soup, he never got it back. Folks, that's something to think about. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, come on in.
Oh, you hit up on something that I was, a term I use all the time. I call the sin of Esau. This whole thing about what I call the benefit corrupted voters. People who think, we have to do this to get these benefits. Oh, we have to do this to keep safe. And I say, you're no different than Esau selling his birthright to his twin brother Jacob.
Amen. Absolutely right. And for what? Because he was a little hungry. Now, folks, you can laugh at that. Well, I'm not Esau. We've all have sold our birthright to a certain extent, some more than others. And we're going to learn something. Our God is going to require us to understand this, because one day we're going to answer for this. We're already answering for it on this earth. One day our children are going to pay for our sin of apathy and ignorance. Go ahead, Dave. You've got about 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think maybe about the middle of this month, you know, we'll probably start, things will start getting, you know, more intense. Now, that's just my opinion, but, you know, our Lord, you know, our Father in heaven, he's the one who ultimately makes
Amen.
That decision. But we still have to be ready for whatever come what may.
Amen. That's right. That's a walk in faith. Good call, Dave. I hate to cut short, but we're in our time. Thanks for the call,
fine,
Dave.
Fine.
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I just want to thank you, Pastor. I mean, when I hear calls like that, it just speaks so deep to your audience, and it's what we need so much more of. We need the strength and the understanding of what it is in Scripture. And I remind people, I stepped to Christ when I was young, and then it took me until I was in my 50s when I literally got smacked down by God in a way that I never thought was coming. He broke me. But I knew it was the right decision then, and I've never gone back. And I'm telling you what, this is the path I walk, and the only path we walk is 100% committed to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we
Amen.
Cannot walk that path and accept that we're going to sin, we're going to stumble, but it isn't like, well, I'll put that off till next week. Man, you do it. You better get back on your knees and talking to the Lord and get reset right away, because we're in the middle of the craziest war we've ever imagined. This is a world war, and it's unlike anything we've ever seen, because it's also a spiritual war. And the prize
Yes.
is the soul of humankind. That's the prize. And if we don't stand with God, I'm just going to say it. I don't. There comes a point where God's going to have to wipe his hands and go, okay, I tried. Because he
Amen.
Can't force
I
us
agree.
Back to him. You know?
I agree. And this is something that we've got to set our minds to. And folks, again, coming to Missouri is a commitment for a lot of people. I realize that. And a lot of you may be a hard time getting there. If you can't make it, you can watch online. I'm sure that's going to be available. But if you can be there live, and by being somewhere alive when it's happening, it makes a big difference. At least in my mind does. And please, I want to see you all there. I want to see you all there. But don't come for me. Come for the glory of God. Don't come for the speakers. Come for the glory of God. Come ready to do battle with Satan. Come ready to stand in the gap for those around you. Come ready to stand in the gap for your family and your friends who have no idea what's happening. They won't listen to you. The pastors aren't teaching them. If they were teaching the scriptures, we wouldn't be in this mess. We've got to do something. You say, preacher, we can't win it. That's not my business. That's not your business. Our business is pick up the sword and go to war. That's our business. Go ahead, Scott. We're down about 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to remind everybody, if you go to bardsfest.com, if you have access to the internet, bardsfest.com, you'll go right to that page. It'll tell you all about the event. If you're going to buy a ticket, it's one ticket you'll buy, and then you get both events, and you can use that ticket on both events, okay?
That's one ticket per person, right? One ticket per person.
Yeah. Well, except that the indoor event is one ticket per person, but those tickets will carry you, the whole family gets into the other event for as many days as you want to be there. That's how I'm working it. If you can't afford a ticket, there's 100 tickets we just presented here tonight that you can call in to get. And that's for the indoor arena, same deal. And then if that doesn't work, then just email tickets@bardsfm.com and we will get you an outdoor ticket. Okay? I want people there. If you feel like donating, there's a donate button on that site. You can donate. If you'd like to help other folks for tickets or however to offset the cost, we accept those donations gladly. Understand that every dime we're putting into this goes into this event. Okay, that's just it. So we're blessed.
Amen.
It is an event that we're just trying to use every resource we have to create the greatest revival in the history of our country and hopefully the history of the world. And I'm very serious about that. I don't say that lightly. This is not something I'm trying to put in the Guinness Book of World Records. I could care less about any of the notoriety. This is a work of God who was put before us to follow, and this is what we're doing. And as we do it, we know and we believe that we can bring the power of the Lord back into this nation, and we can light the fire again that's needed and get ourselves reset on that rock of faith and that glory of God with the throne above us. That is the key thing here, because in our Declaration of Independence, it puts God above all things, and somehow Amen. We decided, well, that's not good enough. We're going to throw that off to the side. So, Pastor, I just want to thank you very much for having me on as a dad tonight. You're a blessed man to get to know, and I'm honored. And I just right look forward to having you there at Bard's Fest. It's going to be glorious.
Well, we'll see you back on here on the 18th. Give everybody an update, too. We'll see you back on the 18th. But I will close with this for you, Scott, and everybody else. Folks, God is sovereign alone. And I say this in a sense that I hope you understand it. He doesn't give rights. He gives duties. We obey him, do his duties. One of them is arming yourself. That's one of your duties. Numbers chapter 1, Nehemiah chapter 4, Luke 22-6. Arm yourself, protect yourself and your family. He'll send blessings. It's way beyond what we call righteous way. It's right into duties. The church is here to do his will. And folks, again, 100 free tickets if you call them, if you want them, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I would say, Scott, I'm impressed with you. I'm impressed with what you're doing. I'm praying God's success on you, and we'll be in touch. If you need me, call me, okay?
Thank you, Pastor. And I just want to say thank you to all your audience, and God bless you all, and bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Scott. Folks, see you tomorrow night. Well, I guess tomorrow night, people always look forward to hearing from. We're going to talk to David Travers tomorrow night. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.